Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
Need a spiritual connection, they need social connection. And the Church of God, is the alternate answer to the society of the world. Everything we need is within the church world. God says he places the lonely in families. This is the family of God, imperfect as it is. It should be a place that I feel free to say, I am struggling with depression. I'm struggling with fear. I'm struggling in my marriage. I'm struggling with my son. I'm struggling. There is this place that God has created in the center of the universe called the church that will give you that which you need. You see what I'm saying? Now, when it comes to the church, and we talked about trauma of the past, healing can come. Why? Because if I had a father that abandoned me and was not present, within the Church of God, there's a group of men who love God with a passion that can give me that love and model that out for me. For those of you that don't know my story, I experienced child abuse from the age of 3 to 5, sexual abuse. Then from the age of 7 to 11, all within the church, the very place that I should have been most safe is the place where my greatest pain was. Are you listening to me? I understand what that is. Then I was married to a pastor. That's not Tastri, by the way. And beside my 3 children that he had with me, he had 3 other women and 3 other children. From them. So he really believed in the word when it says go forth and multiply. See? And there was I, a young woman, broken and shattered, and the world said to me that this is what life should be in a broken world. But it wasn't the pain of the world that I experienced, it was the pain of the church. Because all the leaders got together and said to me, Satanists are praying against him. That's why he's falling. And my man, I said, no, he just needs to keep his zip up. but they were there, and they were not listening to anything because I was a young pastor's wife. Those of you that are in ministry, and those of you that are not, do not be fooled to believe that the leadership here and their wives and their children are all smooth sailing. There are pains and sufferings that they go through that you don't have any clue about. There's hurts and woundedness that they go through that you don't have any clue about. So we do not want to be judging those in leadership and think it's all right. But where else but the church can we be true and transparent? To be able to talk about all of those things. And then I met Sastri. Come September, I'll be married to him for 21 years. Yeah. I said to him, I should receive a crown of glory that I've stuck it out this way. But you know what? All 3 of my children are fairly well-balanced kids. All 3 of them are married and are doing what the purposes of God in their lives are, loving God with a passion, serving in the ministry. And I cannot take credit for it. I don't mind the cash, but I cannot take credit for who my children have turned out to be. They, and they'll say this to you, they are the children they are today because they had a father that loved them. Whilst their father abandoned them when they were 2, 4, and 6 years old, a father came into their lives, loved them, cared for them, helped them grow and develop in all ways. And they are well-rounded citizens, flourishing and thriving within the Church of God because they had a father that loved them. And they knew that God was their father, but they needed a physical representative to show them the father heart of God. Sass became that for my children. Even when we had fights and I said, I am going to divorce you. He'd go to the children and say, your mother says she's going to divorce you. They said, we're coming with you. We're with you, Dad. This is the thing, is that fathers give identity and security. Say that to your neighbor.
Fathers give identity
and
security.
And mothers give nurture and connectivity. You understand? And so many, because we live in a fatherless generation, the church can become the fathers that invest in children. Where there's single moms in the church, single moms in the community, gathering those kids around, taking them to soccer, taking them to go play some game, taking them for a little safari. I'm telling you, lives of these kids will be transformed forever. The answer to these crises that we're experiencing in the world is found inside the church of God. We want representatives within the church of God to reveal the heart of the Father. The Holy Spirit, and I don't want in any way to be dishonoring to him, but the Holy Spirit has all the qualities of a mother. Nurturing, loving, comforting, caring, teaching. Isn't that right? That's the Holy Spirit. And so we need mothers in the church. It's just not me, my husband, my son, my daughter, us four, and no more. It has to be that I might be preaching to the choir here, because this church is quite effective from what SAS tells me. But the community, there should be an outflow of what happens in this church to the community. There should be some classes held here where people are learning maths and English and or learning music or whatever, whatever. That's why it's called a kingdom space, right? And I know that you are flourishing in those spaces, but how do we then duplicate these things? How do we encourage other churches to do what you are doing so that the church becomes the place of healing for those that are struggling with mental illnesses? Now, mental illness, the word itself, is just a stigma, isn't it?
Yes.
Nobody wants to say, I have a problem with depression or anxiety or phobia. Because to do that, there's a stigma. You can say to somebody you're diabetic, and there's no stigma, you'll get sympathy. But to say to somebody I'm struggling with depression, what you're going to get is accusation and judgment. If we could start in the church where we demystify these things and we start to talk about it openly, and we are not afraid to share our feelings and the pain that we're experiencing, then this place becomes a place of healing. There's a beautiful scripture, if somebody can open your Bible, to Isaiah chapter 32. This is what it says. When a king rules in righteousness and princes rule in justice, then every man shall become a shelter in the rain, and every man shall become a refuge, and every man shall become a rock. How many songs are we singing in the church, You Are the Rock of My Salvation? Do we sing that? We sing Jesus is our refuge. Jesus is our shelter in the time of trouble. But this is what the scripture is saying. When a king rules in righteousness, that's Jesus in your life, and princes rule with justice, that means those of us that are called into the kingdom of priests and into the king, into a kingdom of people that are being Christ to the world. They then become, it's not just, it's a cop-out to be saying all the time, Jesus, you are my rock. And there's somebody falling apart next to you and needs you to be the rock. It's a cop-out to say, Jesus, you are my shelter. It's a cop-out when somebody is struggling with sadness and depression and overwhelm to throw scriptures at them. The word has to become flesh. You are the word made flesh. You have to flesh that out. You have to be the rock. You have to be the shelter. You have to be their comfort. You have to be the one that they come to. And what we then need to do is to start training the church on how to become Jesus personified in the world. And I think that we, as the church of God, I keep saying it, have the answer to the crisis of mental illness in the world. Because if what men and women that are struggling with depression, anxiety, and all of the mental illnesses is a disconnect, what better place to come than the church to feel connected? Connected to God and connected to brothers and sisters. Amen? All right. How many minutes do I have? Holy smackaroo. That's your fault. Somebody was supposed to shout. All right. So can I leave that with you? and say to you today, there is an answer to every crisis in the world. And for those, I know this entire community is grieving the loss of one that you loved. May I say to you today that there's a God that weeps with you. All right. So can I leave that with you and say to you today, there is an answer to every crisis in the world. And for those, I know this entire community is grieving the loss of one that you loved. May I say to you today that there's a God that weeps with you. There's a God that cries with you. And there's a Holy Spirit that will bring comfort and healing. In time, time does not heal. Don't believe that. But what heals is my response to the pain. And God has given everything you need and equipped us as the church to bring healing. And we can do that by connecting, loving, sharing, and caring. All right. Thank you for your time. And thank you for being so humble to listen. I really appreciate that. So I'm done. Yes, let's do that. Does anybody have any questions?
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.